You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
So Thanksgiving weekend was good here on Long Island. I kept it simple. That's always a way to avoid catastrophes. Made a very good meal, thanks to my sister. And I actually went to church. Just me. I was the only one in the church. Just because there were a few things that I asked and prayed for that happened. And I believe in that kind of stuff. So I was happy to get there. And everybody was nice. No political arguments, no angst. And it worked out. And I hope you had a, you know, there's no better place for me than New York at Thanksgiving time. We have the leaves still changing out here on Long Island. It's about a month later than it was when I was a kid, and that's global warming, no doubt about it. So it's pretty, and, you know, it wasn't too cold. It was a little rainy, but that's all right. And we had some apple cider, you know, the whole thing. I put on about 3 pounds. I can feel it. No, I got to take that off. I stay at about 200 pounds because I get free clothes and I don't want to grow out of them. I saw this story and it disturbed me, but I'm not surprised. 2,500 plus police officers have left the force so far this year. And most of them are very experienced officers. 2516, that's the number right now. So it'll go probably to 3,000 by the end of the year. And this is a result of the liberal governance in New York State. So an analysis was done, and the following categories are why cops are leaving the NYPD. Number one, anti-cop hostility. You can now spit in the face of an officer and nothing will happen to you. Bail reform. The police are arresting the shoplifters and the other people, and they are out within hours to do the same thing over and over and over. And the danger to themselves. Assaults against NYP cops have increased by more than 25% in 2023. Now, this is the unintended consequence of failure to enforce the law. The police have not changed. If you do something that violates a law, they will arrest you most of the time. But then the system kicks the alleged criminal right back out to the street. We have in the national broadcast the shoplifting stats for New York State. Staggering, because crime and disorder is a contagion. If you see someone looting a store and getting away with it, people will go in and loot the store as well. If people are shoplifting and nothing has happened to them, other people will do it as well. It's a contagion. Violence is a contagion. But the progressive left that does not want to incarcerate criminals doesn't care. All right? And again, the unintended consequences are massive. Add to that the migrant spending by the city of New York. And now Adams says, well, we're going to have to cut back on policing and not have our training programs and all of this. What a catastrophe this is. But Mary Adams and all the progressives, they wanted the sanctuary cities. They wanted the open borders. Well, this is what you get. You know, I've been doing this for almost 30 years. I think I'm a problem solver. I isolate bad conditions quickly. I explain them in vivid detail. That's why you listen to me. But right now, if New York doesn't change course and fast, more suffering, pain, and death is heading our way.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.